Olivia John and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Hello, everybody.
Happy weekend.
Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Little time for a little R&R. You know, it's funny now that things are slowly getting back to normal. Mm-hmm. One of the big things I've seen that have been returning, weddings. Yeah, people had to kick it forward.
1 year.
But it created also a new trend, which I find so interesting. You and I went to a wedding, we should say, just recently.
We did. First one.
And they took a lot of precautions.
They were great. And I kind of feel bad for the venue in a way. It's like one extra element that they have to worry about. The spacing of people and the masks, and they're doing what they need to do. I mean, there's little hand sanitizers on the table, and the wristbands.
We got wristbands. It was green if you're okay with people coming up and maybe
getting
a hug.
Getting in your bubble.
And red if you didn't want that. Well, I'm just going to say this. Once you have a cocktail or two, did you ever look at a wrist?
No.
I know.
I'm green all the way.
I never looked.
It's human nature.
And if guys have suits on, you're never going to see them.
We're actually going to talk about that in a couple segments, like the new normal and how we're all awkward about socially interacting and hugging and all that stuff. But anyways.
So about this wedding thing. So what happened during the course of the pandemic? I hadn't given any thought to this. Some people wanted to still have weddings, right? Mm-hmm. So what they did is they hired a virtual wedding planner.
Okay.
And this way they could still have their wedding. They would be at a location that was completely safe with maybe just a couple family members.
Cool.
And then they would have everybody on Zoom, you know, the dreaded platform. But all these other people are in like casual clothes, right? And then the bride and groom were a little more casual than normal. Maybe instead of a tuxedo, he'd wear a nice suit.
Yeah.
She didn't have to wear all the huge wedding gown. You could have like a cute short at the knee or something a little, you know. And then what they were talking about is the money they saved.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible.
And the planners do everything from the point where they will have multiple Zoom cameras set around. So it's not just one shot on the bride and groom. You know,
it's like a production.
Yes. So it's incredible. I mean, it's so smart.
It is.
And now people are saying they really believe this is a thing. This is because of the expense of flying family in.
Yeah.
And all of that. If you can make it a production and you don't feel like you're really missing anything, and the family members are going, phew, all that money we save.
Right.
We can maybe contribute to a bigger gift or do something differently. And we don't have to buy new outfits. We don't have to do all this.
Or do the destination wedding, make it kind of virtual, and then maybe come home and do a reception, you know.
Do it that way?
In a year or something when things are safer.
That's true.
That's kind of a cool idea. I know of two couples. One's an Instagram influencer, so I don't really know her. But two couples that did the COVID wedding like that, completely virtual. So they like Zoomed it, and it was way more casual. And now they still have an actual wedding with the reception planned. One of them already had their wedding with
a real one.
Okay. With the full-blown dress and guests, and now that it's possible. But I think people during that time that they didn't want to give up the wedding just because of COVID, they had to shift and figure out a virtual way.
What if you did a destination wedding? Okay. Mm-hmm. Make notes of this, please.
Okay. I think you're talking to me. Okay.
And then you send incredible gifts to the people you've invited, and they can join you virtually for a destination wedding. Or look at us on the cool beach. Sorry, you're not here. Okay, maybe not.
Aloha. And we're just hanging out. I would miss
make
out.
Make sure you pull out your tiki cups. There's little tiki cups.
Got them from Amazon. I would miss out on the reception.
Okay.
I love the dancing.
I know.
I love being around people.
Let's hope everything can go back to normal soon, huh?
Yes.
Until then, I've got a lot of tiki cups to return. It's Sean.
And Sid, brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios. Check them out in Grandview.
They do a great job. We love them so.
And they're very social.
And you know what? They're very safe, though.
They are. They are.
They've had to adapt. So many have.
But hairstylists hear it all. And I think that was one of the first like public places that I was willing to kind of step back out other than the grocery store.
Right.
Everyone was biting at the bit to get their hair done. So point of all of this, Very Well Mind came out with an article, and it's something that has been on my mind for a little while now. Do you feel more awkward post-quarantine?
Socially?
Granted, we're not out of the thick of this. No. Like, we still have some, you know, some isolating to do. Mm-hmm. But now that I find myself in social settings, like we mentioned, we went to a wedding safely, but just being around people and talking to strangers or people that you haven't seen in a while, is this a mutual feeling? Like, I feel rusty.
Well, it's also hard because it seems like inside a private venue, masks aren't mandatory. So they can make that determination. I was at an event and I would say maybe a third of the people kept their masks on the whole time. Most people that were doubly vaccinated felt safer.
Yep.
And the whole time I'm kind of thinking, if I'm walking around and don't have a mask on, am I doing a bad thing? Even though I've been vaccinated.
Right.
You know, and then am I going to be the outbreak monkey, the one that catches again? There is just this awkwardness. So when you're talking to people, you try to give them a lot of space. But I'm a hugger, so I have to remember not everybody wants to be touched or hugged. Yeah, it's really
There's so
odd.
Many rules. I think we're in this really weird gray space.
Right.
And at that wedding, I remember we were outside.
Right.
And so a lot of people did take off their masks. You know, we're in the open air and there's some space between the rows. And there was a group of people behind us. I heard them talking that they had their masks on. And they, I heard the girl say, are we like the mask weirdos right now wearing these outside?
Oh, really?
And I kind of felt for her because, first of all, who knows what their job is or, you know, if they're just not comfortable without their mask on outside, which a lot of people aren't. But it was just this whole other element of being in a social setting and knowing what our etiquette is. This article is basically teasing at, like, we have to kind of relearn our social cues. I found myself even in social settings now, like, maybe having a harder time, like, understanding sarcasm or not picking up on, I have a good time. I have a easier time at that, I think, than most. But I'm not just making this up. I feel rusty. Maybe my jokes aren't on cue, or like,
because you're being sarcastic, or you're receiving sarcasm. Other people are being sarcastic.
Maybe sarcastic wasn't the example.
Okay.
I think it's more so maybe.
Are you too sensitive?
Word vomit. Like, maybe I'll say, like, I'll make a joke or something, and then I'm overanalyzing, like, was that what I, maybe I'm really looking into this.
Or your jokes are just dumb.
Just
sounds like a
really,
you problem. And
really
not
bad jokes.
Us problem.
You know
really?
What? I need a third party here, because I'm sure there's someone listening that's like, that's me right now.
Okay, have them reach out to us.
Okay, reach out to
us. Go to social media.
Sean and Sid.
Let's put this
Facebook,
on our Facebook page.
Instagram.
Okay.
I know there's people out there that are feeling rusty. Maybe you're overreacting to things that people do that usually wouldn't bother you.
Okay.
For instance, we were talking about at the grocery store when someone's too close to you. Maybe we're feeling, you know, angry about that now. I don't know. There's all these weird things going on in social
settings. I'm oblivious.
Settings.
I need to dial in, clearly. Although my jokes might be funnier.
No,
I really don't know.
You're that person at the end of the grocery belt that's like way too close.
No, I'm not. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
Oh, goodness. Maybe your 401ks have been reverberating with the big news. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. Womp, 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 womp.
Wow.
And when you divorce the third richest man in the world, I would imagine there are going to be some stones that will be turned over and a lot of interesting information coming out.
That's true too. So explain that further, because I had not heard this bizarre written agreement.
Yeah, this came out in the New York Post, I believe. And it was supposedly that these two have an agreement that, I'm talking Bill and Melinda, that in their marriage, he was allowed to take long weekend trips with his ex long-term. She was a very long-term girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he still, during the course of their marriage, I mean, they have grown children, so it wasn't like Melinda and he weren't together for a very long time, but he would still go hang
out
with his his long-term ex-girlfriend too.
What world do you have to live in?
Rich world.
Right. It's a completely different world that's actually written into a legal document.
I guess they had to, yeah.
But so they had this considered and they didn't have a prenup.
So, I mean, maybe this is like, we are going to agree that in the course of our marriage, like maybe she said, I'm going to follow my philanthropic interests that are these. And he
just slipped that in there under paragraph 87.
When you start putting like 8A.23, yeah. 8A.26, maybe it just all of a sudden showed up and who knows. No, but I think funny. The bigger story is his ex was also like him, a software person who has made crazy money as well. And is now married too, oddly.
She's married.
Yeah, she last 7 years she's been married to Kevin.
Not for long, honey.
Kevin Kline, the actor's brother, which is even a more bizarre thing. It's like the circle is really interesting. But when you found out the things that these two did together, I'm talking Bill and his ex-girlfriend when they went on trips, it always revolved around their mutual interest in science,
mm-hmm.
and biophysics, and I mean things that you would never, I guess, maybe Melinda's like, good,
right?
Go visit your nerdy ex-girlfriend,
get that out of your system.
And just so you know, I throw out the word nerd. I really don't care. I'm always just,
I'm a nerd.
I'm amazed by smart people. So I just threw that out. I should take that back and eat that right now. But regardless.
I don't think so.
Okay. He's a nerd.
Yeah. And he's a billionaire because of it.
Because of it.
He really knows is. That. Yeah. I think if you told Bill Gates he's a nerd, he'd be like, yes, I am.
And there was
he's brilliant.
I read one story.
Good for him.
One story that said they were vacationing, I guess, when they were together, he and his ex, in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
when they were just younger, and he rented a car, okay? And then in the courts, this is the way this guy's mind works.
Mm-hmm.
He
drives.
This is when they weren't crazy rich, but he then sub-rented it to kids on spring break because they weren't using it every day because there was...
Wow.
Yes. And he'd just say, don't wreck it and bring me back the keys.
Wow.
I mean, this is the way he thinks.
Yes. This is why he is worth so much.
Isn't that wild?
And that is why his ex, Honey Boo Boo, was written into the agreement, because he's a thinker.
He is a thinker. You're right.
But.
Would you do it? Could you do it?
Over my dead body.
Okay. People have interesting arrangements. We're going to come back with some of your Facebook comments. Hey, to each his own. And if his is Bill Gates' his, wow, that's a lot of money. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, NorthStarFamilyDental.com.
So the topic we were talking about, did you see where billionaire Bill Gates continued vacationing with his ex-girlfriend every year while he was married to Melinda Gates? And this has come out now because they are going through a divorce, or they're going to get a divorce. They're separated. This arrangement was allegedly part of a marital agreement that those two had come to.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, wait, you this is a thing? is this allowed? Am I wrong? I mean, I'm so curious about all this. And we decided we were going to throw it out there and ask people, what do you think of all that? Could you possibly in a million years, allow no. your husband or wife to go vacation with an ex?
Vacation. I think dinner or coffee, lunch, whatever it might be, is fine. You know? Okay. But to go out and spend your money, like,
I'm not
enjoying
even sure
this intimate time.
I'm not even sure I could do the, it's okay to go have dinner with your ex. I think I would have a problem with that. You're much more secure than I am.
I think if they're truly friends, like if you're secure in the fact and you think they're friends, but I think... if you say, yeah, we're friends, but we're going to Hawaii for a week, I'd be like, what in the world? And leave Melinda with the kids?
Right.
Well, he's got a lot of money.
I know. And maybe they did have that agreement. I don't know. So we threw it out there.
Maybe he said, every time I go on vacation, I'm going to throw you $10,000.
She doesn't need 10.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
The scratch would She'd have be to like, be a lot more than that.
10?
10, really?
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
When in doubt, share it on Facebook.
What you had to say. You start.
I love this one. Annette said, weird. But the question is, would you want to be his ex-girlfriend or now his ex-wife?
Oh, you're right.
His ex-girlfriend. Now he has this vacation buddy that's like, free game.
His ex-wife is walking away with cha-ching with no prenup. Oh, my goodness. And then William said, how did a geek like that get that bonus?
Kelly replied, money.
Right. Huh. Nancy says, their life, their rules. She signed up for it. That's true.
Huh. Linda said, I'm disappointed in her. Had to know it would come out. What does that mean, Linda?
She's being judgy.
Who are you disappointed in?
I don't know. I don't know. Teresa says, when you have all that money, you can do whatever you want, I guess.
Woo! This might be the best comment we have.
Okay.
Micah said, I'm single because I didn't want to share my wife. Whoa, Micah.
Incredible. So I think a lot of people are on the same page we are. It's just different rules.
That was great.
Different rules for the rich and famous.
It's a different world.
It really is.
That's what we are talking. Can you imagine taking the time to write that into a legal document?
No.
I get to go to the Galapagos Islands with my ex-girlfriend.
Huh. I never want to go there.
Where is that?
It's just nothing there. There's like yellow finches and big Gila monsters.
So
and-
not rich that I didn't even know I pronounced that right.
You did a good job. Proud of you. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities. Mm-hmm. WesleyCommunities.com.
Also a great place to stay, but Sydney has an idea for me for another amazing place I might rather be.
Are you sitting?
Okay.
Okay. Who is your biggest crush in the world?
Without a doubt, George Clooney.
George Clooney.
He is probably just a little bit of... I better not say it because if I ever go off the deep end, they're going to come looking for me. I better not say it publicly.
Yeah, don't, because they might listen to this.
He's
if
like
you
my,
win.
My dream man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you win this contest,
oh.
You might be able to touch his soft hands.
His soft hands?
I don't know.
Oh.
I imagine. Okay. George Clooney is doing a contest to benefit the Clooney Foundation for Justice, where all you have to do is sign up and you and a friend could possibly celebrate with the Clooneys at their Lake Cuomo
home.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I know.
The woman's involved. What? She's going
to
be...
We might have to slip her a laxative.
Where's Amal? Oh, well, Amal's in the can. She's having a rough start today.
But George, I've traveled all this way.
Mine. Don't worry about Amal. She'll be fine.
Amal is his wife, by the way.
Yes.
Not everyone might know that.
Okay.
So yes, if you win this, you will go to their home in Italy and enjoy a toast with George and potentially Amal.
Although she'll be cramping.
She'll be cramping as you enjoy lunch together. And then you get to take a photo to remember the day forever.
What?
And you will be put up in a hotel in Italy, a 4-star hotel, by the way. Mm. This all happens post-COVID. You can find this on omaze.com. O-M-A-Z-E. Oh, should I not tell them?
No, I love it because I also just saw something else I want to enter on Omaze.
Okay.
They're brilliant.
This closes July 16th. This is a legitimate thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So you'll be able to get drinks together, endless laughter, a lunch with George and Amal. You'll be the third wheel.
No, wait. So I get to bring somebody. Do you want to go? Or is that weird?
Yes.
To be a spectator.
Who else are you
when your mom
bring Nana?
So weird. Nana.
I really want to go to Italy, but I think Nana could be a way for you to win George over.
Oh, that's a really a good idea. She'll be the decoy. And she can hold Amal's hair when she is so sick in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then it's just me and George.
Are considered for this contest. I hope they never find this segment. But if they're listening,
yes,
you deserve this.
I do
you
deserve
need a break.
It. Nana deserves it.
And George and you.
Come on, George.
You could be the new Bill Gates Bill and his BFF.
Yeah, because I have so much in common with beautiful Amal.
You're funny.
Well, hey, George, you want funny lady over here or gorgeous, tall, statuesque lawyer lady
Come
over
on.
There? I don't know. At least I won't have the cramps. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities, wesleycommunities.com.
So there's this Reddit thread, and if you don't know what Reddit is just another site, okay? It's like, it's more of a, what would you say, like a communication site where people,
it's like a wall.
Yeah, it's a wall. That's a good way to put it.
People can put their comments and thoughts and
it's
opinions.
It's the most random thing. So it's,
do you belong? Do you have an account?
No, I don't. Do you?
No. Okay. But I kind of want one.
It's kind of like a Twitter that goes on and on and on, right?
Yeah.
So somebody had posted that her parents, well, there was going to be an apology dinner and they were having a potluck. And she felt like that wasn't, or somebody in the family was mad that they felt like an apology dinner should be a bigger thing, not everybody bring a plate.
What is an apology dinner?
Thank you. That's what started this whole discussion. It's like, what is an apology dinner? Okay, so.
And it's a group event?
Bear with me.
Okay.
An apology dinner, apparently, is where people in a family get together and they have a dinner in mixed company, their family, with the hopes of bringing a couple of people who have problems.
Together.
They do it over a meal. And the reason they do it over a meal, I guess, and do it in the setting instead of just sending texts or phone calls or whatever, is they feel like it's less likely to erupt into a big brouhaha if you have people sitting around a dinner table.
Trying to be cordial.
And then you have like neutral people, too, who are chiming in on this whole thing. I have never heard of anything. It seems so like manufactured to me.
It's funny that it has a name.
Yeah, apology dinner.
I think we've all been in a situation where you know a family member or something has some beef, and then it's kind of that first dinner together.
That's awkward.
But it's funny that it's planned around that. Like you're trying to get.
Here's what we're going to do. You bring your scalloped potatoes because they're so delicious.
Johnny loves those.
Exactly.
And Susie's favorite
and
dishes.
We'll have Mom and Susie show up at the same time or whatever. Funny. I mean,
is it effective? Do you think if you had an argument with a family member and that was the first time getting back together? First, I also wonder, is it like an intervention? Does the mealtime come and then we talk about the issue? Or is it just...
And who's the first one that brings it up?
Yeah.
You know?
Huh.
Hey, Dad, right when he puts his fork down, before he bites into the steak, can you make sure that that's when you bring up, hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Remember what you said to your sister?
Funny.
It just seems so...
It's so weird.
Manipulated, right?
Yeah, but sometimes that's the way you got to air it out.
I can't think of anything I'd rather not do than sit down at dinner and present
like
arguments.
A wrestling match or something?
Yeah. Hey, I like the way you think.
Right? Let's just duel it out.
Here's the deal. Y'all got a rolling Wesson oil, all right? Go stand in the baby pool. And when we say go, whoever's left. I don't know. Different strokes for different folks. However, I do like scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
So I stumbled upon this story. Napoleon Bonaparte, right? You know who he was.
I don't.
Oh, you really don't?
No.
Okay.
I can't lie to you.
He was like the emperor of France.
Okay.
Once upon a time. A military hero.
I should probably know him.
Okay. But well, when he died, painful death or whatever.
Or whatever. Just completely...
Enough that they did a post-mortem on him. And so they had a piece of his autopsy towel.
Ooh.
And now a snotty handkerchief that he had that is going on the auction block for crazy, crazy money.
How much?
Well, crazy money. I mean, there have been other things that have been sold from his time.
Yes.
That like his wife's golden sled, all these things like that. If you can imagine that kind of money, those historical people go nuts over this stuff, right? So it hasn't sold yet, but it's being sold. So I started thinking about, gosh, you know what? This stuff has to happen all the time. Celebrity stuff that goes on the auction block. And you would be surprised at the kind of stuff that people will buy.
You told me we were going to talk about this, and I think I might be missing out on potentially thousands of dollars up in my drawer upstairs, my childhood like junk drawer. I have Justin Bieber's sweat towel or a piece of it.
It's a piece of it, right?
It's really small. But I was at his concert at, I think it was the Schottenstein Center, and I was down on the floor. You can imagine.
How old were you? I can't remember.
Oh, this was back in baby. So I was middle school.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in middle school. So he comes flying over in his little, you know, hydraulic concert
platform,
crane
whatever
thing,
it was. Yeah.
And throws a towel. A sweat, like, first of all, he wiped his sweat through it. And this girl about four people down from me caught it. And I was like, no way am I going to let her just catch that. And I walked over to her and said, can I have a piece? Can I? And I handed her $40. And she ripped off a piece of his sweat towel. And honest to God, let truth be told, that is Justin Bieber's sweat on that towel.
Where is it now?
I zipped it in a Ziploc with the ticket from that night. And I haven't touched it. I wouldn't touch it because I was thinking, this is his.
You have his DNA
in a Ziploc bag. I knew one day it was going to be worth it.
I'm
so
serious.
Where do we put this online?
Do you want to sell this?
Yes, I would totally
That's
sell
so
it.
It's so funny you say that because, okay, DNA, yeah, it's sold. Scarlett Johansson's Snotty Kleenex. No joke. A Snotty Kleenex from Scarlett Johansson sold for $5,300 on eBay. Now, they gave the funds to charity, which is really nice. Are you willing to give the funds to charity?
Oh, why are you putting me on the spot?
Just say I'll give some of it.
Then, okay, so you said they basically purchased her DNA. Do you sell it to a company that runs that kind of test? And then if it turns out to be the real Scarlett, they give you money? Like,
I don't know. But, I mean, back to what you're talking about, it's like, Justin Timberlake's half-eaten French toast was snapped up by a fan on NSYNC fan.
That's hilarious.
And sold on eBay for $1,025.
No way.
In Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah.
I am sitting on
you
probably $1,000.
You totally are.
I'm posting it. Oh, we need to figure out where to sell this, and then we will post the link on Sean and Sid. And I'll try to find a picture from that night that I was there.
See,
if
you
can
prove it.
If I can find a picture of him with that rag. And I remember he was sick too. Like, he sounded really congested. And I got sick after the concert. And I was like, it's because I have his sweat towel. I was diehard. But now it's all about the money, baby.
I'm a little concerned about what you caught from Justin Bieber, to be honest. It's Sean.
And Sid, brought to you by North Star Family Dental, NorthStarFamilyDental.com.
Never chuggy. Always on trend.
Looking out for your chewers, though. Okay. TikTok. Everything to learn is coming from TikTok these days.
Right.
We talked about the skinny jean revolt.
The middle part. Yeah.
All right. TikTok is now.
That's all driven by Gen, what's the newest Gen?
Z? That one was
Gen
by,
X?
I think it was Gen Z.
Z.
Kind of hating on the millennials.
Okay.
Well, the millennials have come up with a term called chuggy.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
I just recently heard of it, but I'm not sure I know about it.
Okay. Elite Daily came out with an article. The term chuggy. I've never heard of this
Spell
in my life.
Spell it, too.
C-H-E-U-G-Y.
Chuggy.
Okay. We could be saying that so wrong. It's an intersection between millennial trends, girl boss, anything that's considered out of style cringe, like just cringeworthy things.
Because they decided it was.
I guess so. That definition confuses me. I think to boil it down, it's the opposite of trendy.
Okay.
Anything that is no longer trendy. And it might be things that were popular in the 2000s that millennials like kind of loved that time.
When I heard it, it's like all the sayings that we have printed up, like live, laugh, love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't let anybody take your sparkle.
Like, you have that.
Let me look
the
around
kitchen.
Here. Side by side or miles
empowered
apart.
Women, empower women.
I know.
Welcome to the
I'm
lake.
I'm so chuggy.
You're chuggy, wonka newbie. Okay. Some examples that they provided. Out of date graphic t-shirts. Phrases on clothes. Herbal essences, shampoo.
Yeah, that just seems dated.
No, they're just being mean, though.
Yeah, they are.
I use that. every once in a while if run out.
Okay.
Quoting Taylor Swift in an Instagram caption, like, I'm feeling 22. Basically anything that millennials think.
No, a millennial. Whoever came up with this.
Right.
One particular snotty girl came up with this. She literally did. That's how it started on TikTok. One person.
And they're going after Uggs now. It's out Don't of date you. Trends, such as Uggs.
I love my Uggs.
They're so comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
I thought I was getting rid of my Uggs and I can't do it.
They're ugly. I mean, there's no doubt Uggs are ugly, but they are so comfortable. So who's this chuggy chick?
New York Times reporter Taylor Lorenz said in April that the TikTok term, she said, you'll know it when you see it. Okay, Taylor.
I'm not even going outside now.
You're a walking chuggy.
Walking chuggy wan canoe. Help me, chuggy wan canoe. You're my only hope. I give up. I just can't
when in doubt,
be as cool as the cool kids.
No, but when in doubt, live, laugh, love.
Well, always, all day, every day. Thank you very much. And we love you. You know that. Thank you for following us.
Yes.
You can always follow us on all our social media.
Sean and Sid on Facebook and Instagram. SeanandSid.com. You can find a link there to our Wind Down with Sean and Sid videos.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, we are on also for our podcast, iTunes and Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll do it for us this week.
We appreciate you.